News release. Ministry of Long-Term Care. The Ontario government is investing $294,513 in 19 projects throughout the Niagara region to help seniors with complex medical needs like dementia and bariatric care connect to specialized care and support in their long-term care home instead of a hospital. This is part of a $20 million investment this year in 189 projects province-wide through a new local priorities fund operated by Ontario Health. Our government is increasing our investment in bold, creative, and innovative solutions that conveniently connect long-term care residents to the specialized care they need in the comfort of their long-term care home instead of a hospital, said Paul Calandra, Minister of Long-Term Care. Initiatives like the Local Priorities Fund ensure Ontarians are being connected with the right care in the right place, close to their family and friends. Some of the local projects will do this by helping residents get the specialized care they need in their long-term care home without having to go to the emergency room or be admitted to hospital. Others will support the admission into homes of people who no longer require acute care in hospital but who have complex needs that can be difficult to accommodate without specialized services and support. The projects in the Niagara region that are receiving funding include $47,840 to Heidhoff Long-Term Care Home in St. Catharines for diagnostic equipment, bariatric equipment, 36 slings, and 14 tumble mats. $17,200 to Heidhoff Long-Term Care Home in St. Catharines for additional diagnostic equipment. $24,889 to Foyer Richelieu Welland for diagnostic equipment, an infusion pump and stand, a suction machine, and specialized dementia training. $19,421 to Royal Rose Place in Welland for diagnostic equipment. $17,642 to Albright Manor in Beamsville for diagnostic equipment. $17,306 to Shalom Manor in Grimsby for diagnostic equipment. $17,141 for diagnostic equipment to each of five long-term care homes: Crescent Park Lodge, Fort Erie, Maple Park Lodge, Fort Erie, Millennium Trail Manor, Niagara Falls, Oakwood Park Lodge, Niagara Falls, Valley Park Lodge, Niagara Falls. $15,500 to Lynnhaven, in St. Catharines, for diagnostic equipment, and $7,000 for diagnostic equipment to each of seven long-term care homes: Albright Manor, Beamsville, Gilmore Lodge, Fort Erie, Deer Park Villa, Grimsby, The Meadows of Dorchester, Niagara Falls, Upper Canada Lodge, Niagara-on-the-Lake, D.H. Rapelia Lodge, Welland, and the Woodlands of Sunset, Welland. The Local Priorities Fund is part of an investment of over $120 million in 2022-23 to provide access to a range of long-term care-focused specialized services and supports that are helping people with complex needs access connected and convenient care in the right place. The government is fixing long-term care to ensure Ontario's seniors get the quality of care and quality of life they need and deserve both now and in the future. This work is built on four pillars: staffing and care, quality and enforcement, building modern, safe and comfortable homes, and providing seniors with faster, more convenient access to the services they need.